It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, April 13th, 2018. Today is the birthday of the notorious English conspirator Guy Fawkes, born in York in 1570. He is best remembered today as a member of a group of provincial English Catholic rebels who planned to assassinate King James I and blow up the House of Lords in the failed gunpowder plot of 1605. His father died when he was 8 years old, after which his mother married a recusant Catholic. Fawkes then converted to Catholicism himself and left for the continent, where he fought in the 80 Years' War on the side of Catholic Spain against Protestant Dutch reformers in the Low Countries. He traveled to Spain to seek support for a Catholic rebellion in England without success. He later met Thomas Winter, another Catholic rebel, with whom he returned to England. Winter introduced Fawkes to Robert Catesby, who planned to assassinate the king and restore a Catholic monarch to the throne. The plotters leased an undercroft, or cellar, beneath the House of Lords, and Fawkes was placed in charge of the gunpowder they stockpiled there. Prompted by the receipt of an anonymous letter, the authorities searched Westminster Palace during the early hours of November 5th and found Fawkes guarding the explosives. Over the next few days, he was questioned and tortured, and eventually he confessed. He admitted to his intention to blow up the House of Lords and expressed regret at his failure to do so. However, he did not implicate anyone else. Remarkably, his steadfast manner earned him the admiration of the king, who described Fawkes as possessing a Roman resolution. However, the king was not inclined to pardon him. Immediately before his execution on January 31, 1606, he fell from the scaffold where he was to be hanged and broke his neck, thus avoiding the agony of the mutilation that followed. The penalty for high treason in 1606 was a gruesome business that included hanging, beheading, and a grisly array of dismemberments designed to horrify the public. After his death, Fawkes became synonymous with the gunpowder plot, the failure of which has been commemorated in Britain with merrymaking annually on November 5th ever since. Fawkes' effigy is traditionally burned on a bonfire, commonly accompanied by a fireworks display. The whole thing is not unlike the American celebration of Halloween. William Harrison Ainsworth's 1841 historical romance, Guy Fawkes or the Gunpowder Treason, portrays him in a generally sympathetic light and transformed him in the public perception into an acceptable fictional character. He subsequently appeared as an essentially action hero sort in children's books and penny dreadfuls, including The Boyhood Days of Guy Fawkes or The Conspirators of Old London, published in 1905. According to historian Lewis Call, Fawkes is now a major icon in modern political culture, whose face has become a potentially powerful instrument for the articulation of postmodern anarchism. In the late 20th century, exemplified by the mask worn by V in the comic book series V for Vendetta, who fights against a fictional fascist English state. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 13th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. Thanks for listening to the Reader's Notebook on WMKY. The station is currently conducting its spring fundraiser and membership drive. If you enjoy programs like the Reader's Notebook, I ask you to consider making a financial gift of any amount to support the station. Call the friendly phone volunteers at 606-783-2001 or go online at wmky.org.